lot of talented pitchers from high Division I schools, from some solid Division III programs. So it's a team that is motivated, excited, ready to get back to where they are because they were 2-5, and questions around this area, Wisconsin Rapids, were, well, they are going to be, are they going to be as good as last year? And so far, obviously 4-5, you can't compare the team last year because that was last year. A 57-win team last year. This year, they're a brand-new team. They have a brand-new culture about them, and they're just finding each other out and starting to develop that chemistry. And you can see when they play well, they've scored 12 runs in the past two games. They've given up one. So that right there should tell you that this team has talent. And they took it to Wausau yesterday, who was red hot, winning 6 out of the past 7 games. Wausau was not able to get anybody across the plate. The Rafters just were great in the infield. Outfield was making the right catches at the right time, and everybody was playing a Rafters baseball, and that's what it's about for this team. If they can continue to do that and can continue to play at their level, they're going to be dangerous moving forward. There's only 9 games they played. There's 72 total games in the regular season for the Northwoods League. So this team is starting to find out an identity with each other. And Shane Taylor has been playing exceptional for them with a 3-run shot yesterday. So starting to figure each other out and starting to find a rhythm about themselves. So the first pitch coming up here in just about a couple minutes as the national anthem will be getting set here soon. Lineups are getting set and getting announced by our PA announcer, Robin. And, well, it's a lineup that obviously Johnson at, you know, the center field position, but we haven't seen any really new faces come in yet. Broussard and Sheeler are making their second appearance. So they were guys that really was acclimated to the game yesterday. They really looked like, you know, they were accustomed and they felt comfortable. Because Danny Sheeler was slotted in at first base. He's going to remain there today. And Garrett Broussard, a returning Northwoods League All-Star, is the shortstop today. So Conniff will be pushed to second, like I mentioned. Jack Brassier at third. Matt Olive will be slotted in at left field. Alex Duffy behind the plate, the Elon product, will be at catcher. And Brandon Rogers, batting in the nine hole, will be at right field. We're going to take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back for first pitch coming up. Don't go away.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station. If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROinstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here for Witterfield as the national anthem just wrapping up, and it is Stand Up for Cancer Night here at Witterfield, and It is a great cause, and everybody has shown out. Decent crowd on hand here at Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids. Beautiful night in front of us as these two teams getting set to go. Woodchucks know that they're going to have to clean things up. Rafters are going to have to continue to play their ball and continue to play at a high level, because when they are playing their best ball, they are one of the best teams in the Northwoods League. We know they have the talent. Can they put it together? So Rafters take the field now. As I said, Brett Porthan, the right-handed pitcher, Utah Tech, and the Apple Valley native from California, went to Thule High School in Utah. So he's a guy that grew up in California, went to high school in Utah, and now, well, at Utah Tech. So he had an 8-5 record with them, with 17 appearances, 84 innings pitched, and 56 strikeouts, where he had 8 of those versus New Mexico State back on March the 17th. He's allowed 108 hits and 66 runs. He had a 6.32 ERA. As the Woodchucks, well, Woodchucks in their blue uniforms with the gray leggings, as the Rafters are in their white uniforms with the red logo on the front and back, and their black leggings with the white and black caps. So, getting going as Dalton Pearson, the center fielder out of Georgia State, and the Atlanta, Georgia native, batting a .421, 8 hits and 5 RBIs. He has a home run as well. So Dalton Pearson, wearing the number 5 jersey for the Woodchucks, will step in the right-handed batter's box. And we are going here on this Wednesday evening. Sun is shining. Wind is blowing from left to right. As Pearson, who's had 10 runs this season, will step in. First pitch from Porthan, right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. Rafters have been impressive on the pitching end. They had 9 total strikeouts yesterday, the 0-1, as Pearson bunts one on the left field line, out in foul territory, 0-2. He is very fast. He's a speedy guy, so he's looking to get on base, and a guy that he gets on base, he is prone to steal at any given time. That's why he is on the leadoff man. So, no balls and 2 strikes. The center fielder, Pearson. Who's had a home run this season. 3 Georgia State products, as the 0-2 from Porthan down in the dirt and low, 1-2. Porthan will come set, shakes it off, and the right-hander, Porthan, the 1-2, going to ball grounded into the dugout of the Rafters in foul territory, stays here at 1-2. Off-speed pitch, 80 miles per hour. Fans at concession stands and around the Winterfield grandstand. As Porthan comes set, delivers the 1-2, swinging a ball popped up into the shortstop of Garrett Broussard, who reaches out and makes a grab for the first out. So one down for the Rafters here in the top of the first, as this brings up Michael Adair, batting a .185 out of the University of Dayton. And the Fort Gibson, Oklahoma native, steps in the left-handed batter's box. He's at 7 RBIs, though, with 5 hits, as way inside for Porthan, 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. Porthan comes set, delivers outside edge of the plate, 2-0. So can the Rafters, oh, do the Woodchucks, you know, the 2-1, swinging a ball driven out into the center fielder, reaching out and making the catch is Ty Johnson out of Flower Mound, Texas. He's done a great job in the center field position so far this year. He's been slotted in at short. He's been put in at second and also has been playing center field. This is his second game in a row. He's done an excellent job out there. He's a versatile player. And a guy that you really can plug and play anywhere. So this brings up Jesse Donahoe, who was halted to no hits yesterday, and it's very surprising. The left-hander, who's at 11 hits and 9 RBIs, as a swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. He's at 6 runs, 2 home runs as well. So a guy that can go off in any given moment on any given pitch. After his no, they can't take him lightly, the 0-1. Across the plate, 4 strike, 0-2. So he also attends Georgia State out of Columbus, Georgia. Borthan sets, serves the 0-2 outside edge. A knee-high ball that wasn't able to find the zone, 1-2. Borthan, very square when he is facing the home plate, the 1-2. Down the dirt, Duffy wasn't able to make the catch. 2-2, 81 miles per hour was the last pitch. So, 2 down here for the Rafters in the top of the first. 2 outs. Borthan comes set, delivers a 2-2. Donahoe flies one back behind home plate. 3-2. 2-2 still. 90 miles per hour. That ball came in as a fastball inside edge. Borthan shakes it off and does it a third time. Sets, delivers a 2-2. Inside, strike 3. Donahoe was caught looking. There's the third strike and the third out. So the Rafters go 3 up and 3 down, and they retire the side as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first we go here on WFHR. Well, the Rafters went 3 up and 3 down as they held the Woodchucks. Pearson was popped out, Adair flew out, and Donahoe was strikeout looking. So this brings up Ty Johnson, slotted in at center field today. He's had 12 hits with 41 at-bats with a 293 batting average. He's also had 5 RBIs as well. So Johnson in the leadoff position as he faces Nate Nabholz. First pitch on the way, down and low, 1-0. Nabholz, or Quisana, Cressona, Pennsylvania native, out of Towson, a 1-0 record this year where he started the game on June 1st versus Lakeshore. 5 innings pitched, allowing 1 hit, no runs, and 7 strikes as the count is 1-1. At Towson, he had a 3.46 ERA with a 3-1 record. 1-1, Johnson pops one up into shallow right center, and getting under it is the right fielder, Michael Adair, for the first out. Donahoe was running back towards right field as Adair was as well, but Adair comes set and makes the catch. So Johnson pops out. This brings up Chris Conniff, fan favorite, who's had 5 hits on 11 at-bats, batting a .455. He's had a great start to his 2023 summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. So Conniff out of Wagner as he swings one and flies one into left field and hits one of the concession stands out there. So Conniff has had 3 runs, a walk, and he's also struck out only one time on 11 at-bats. So he's been successful at the plate, the 0-1, inside for a ball, 1-1. So Chris Conniff playing second base today. Out of Edmond, Oklahoma. 1 out. Naples sets, delivers the 1-1. Down and low for the second ball, 2 balls and a strike. The Naples had 57 strikeouts with Towson this season. The 2-1 outside edge for the third ball, an ankle-high ball. He allowed 48 hits in 54 and two-thirds innings of work. So 1 out here, Conniff sets the 3-1 inside as he backs up and will take ball number 4. Conniff will take first. And now the third batter, Jack Basir, who's had 10 hits with 36 at-bats, batting a .278, 7 RBIs, and 10 hits. So the Pepperdine product had a slow start to his summer here in Wisconsin Rapids, but has since then picked up. A guy that you can trust, and that's why Kirk Schreider has him in the lineup as pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes here for Jack Basir. Conniff stands at first. The pickover attempt from Nabholz to Burr wasn't in time. Conniff slides safe. So Jack Basir, head of Pepperdine in Malibu, California. A Pleasanton, California native as the 1-0. So got a ball popped up backside, 1-1. So 1 down here for the Woodchucks, bottom 1. Nabholz will come set. Glances over to first, now delivers the 1-1. And driven out on the right side in foul territory, 1-2. So 1 out here, Conniff will stand at first. And the Woodchucks pitcher, Nate Nabholz, he's got the ball in his right hand. Looks over at first, delivers the 1-2. Curveball outside, 2-2. Ball came in at 77 miles per hour. So 1 down here. Woodchucks looking to get the second out, possibly a double play. Can the Rafters threaten as a pickoff attempt once again to Burr at first? And sliding safe was Conniff. Coming set is Nabholz. Sets, delivers a 2-2. And foul tips out on the backside behind home plate. Basir stands strong, fighting off the count, staying alive at 2-2. Jack Basir playing third base today. He's played first and third as the pickoff attempt once again over at first. Chris Conniff sliding safe. And a balk. Well, a balk there from Nate Nabholz, which will advance Conniff to second. That's the first time I've seen that here at Witter Field, as a balk was in play. So Nabholz had to come set before he made the pitch over or the throw over to first. He could not do it all in one motion. So Conniff will stand at second now. 1 down and the 2-2 delivery as a check swing went from Basir on the outside edge for the third strike. So Basir goes down. That's 2 down here as Danny Sheeler out of Salisbury University, which is a D3 powerhouse. He had 1 hit yesterday on 4 at-bats with a strikeout. At first base, though, he had 9 total catches and 9 putouts. So Danny Sheeler, batting at 250, the left-hander, sees a ball down on the dirt, 1-0. Sheeler wearing number 48 and out of Towson, Maryland. The Naples goes to Towson, so perhaps they know each other. The 1-0, swinging a miss down low, 1-1. Raptors scored 3 in the bottom of the first yesterday. Shane Taylor, home run into deep left center field. Can the Raptors look to have similar success? 2 down here for the Woodchucks. The 1-1 serve, swing and a miss inside once again. That hits the glove of McCann as Conniff was ready to take third. But head umpire Teddy Dutcher waved him off and sent him back to second. So a ball and 2 strikes. 2 down. Coming set is Naples. He glances over at second, delivers the 1-2, swinging a driven ball on the first baseline out in foul territory. Stays here at 1-2. Danny Sheeler, who hasn't batted third yet, or batted fourth yet, is now in the cleanup spot. Out of Salisbury, they had a postseason run, weren't able to advance as the 1-2, swinging a ball driven out to the shortstop of Matt Del Sol, reaches out to his right and makes the grab. So that's 3 outs for the Woodchucks as we head to the top of the second. Raptors 0, Woodchucks 0. We'll be back in a moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Everett, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back to the game here on the top of the second inning. Each team has not been able to record a run yet. But to remind you, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. As Michael McGinnis batting in the cleanup spot, the Raptors were able to go 3 up in 3 down in their first half of the inning. So can they do it this time? The Georgia State product up in the count, 1-0, swinging a miss, curveball right down the plate, 1-1, came in at 77 miles per hour. So McGinnis batting a 130 with 3 hits and RBI, but he has 4 runs as a fastball comes down the plate at 87 miles per hour for the second ball, 2-1. Porthan sets the knee-high pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. So Porthan, one strike out on three batters as he caught Donahoe looking. The right-hander, Michael McGinnis, is walking that one off. That looked like, well, it was a swing and a miss, but that ball, that tipped off of his left ankle. And he's looking to shake that one off, and he'll come back in the right-handed batter's box. So McGinnis, the DH today. Porthan sets, delivers a 2-2, up and away, 3-2. So full count here for Brett Porthan as he delivers the full count. Strike three. Got caught looking as that's the second straight strikeout as Brady Jurgela out of the University of Minnesota, the Menasha, Wisconsin native, batting a 321. He has 9 hits and 2 RBIs. He also has 7 runs across the home plate as he pops one up out on the foul left side. And that goes into near the dugout. So Jurgela is going to reset. 0-1. Right across the plate for a strike. 0-2 now. So Jurgela playing at left field today. The 0-2, swinging a driven ball into right field, heading back towards the wall. This ball is way gone. Brady Jurgela hits his first home run of the season, and what a time for it to come. Woodchuck strike first. Jurgela hitting that one 330 feet back. That hits the scoreboard. Woodchuck's up 1-0. So now this brings up Matt Del Sol. As Del Sol drives one and hits one out on the left field side in foul territory, but making great contact as the shortstop. How about Brady Jurgela? As soon as that left the bat, everybody knew that was gone as the 0-1 down low for a ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. Porthan sets, delivers the 1-1. Swinging a ball foul, tipped out on the backside behind the stadium. So the 1-2 count with one out. Woodchucks able to strike first. As Del Sol lines one on the left field side. That's near the Pointcraft River. Thankfully, everybody's okay. That was heading right towards it. Del Sol out of Grayson College, and a little Elizabeth, New Jersey native. One out. The 1-2. Swinging a driven ball once again into foul territory on the left side. Stays here at 1-2. How about Brady Jurgela at the University of Minnesota? A Golden Gopher able to give the Woodchucks to lead. The 1-2 from Porthan. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. That's the second out here in the top of the second. So now this brings up Vincent Samuel playing third base today out of Indian River State College and a Margate, Florida native. So Samuel is batting a 143 as he drives one out on the third base line in foul territory. But, yeah, that was Porthan's just going to have to shake it off. He followed after Jurgela hit a home run. He followed it up with a strikeout. So he's had 3 of them so far, just a bad pitch or Jurgela was able to get a hold of. So no balls a strike. 2 outs And one run for the Woodchucks as the 0-1 down and away, 1-1. Porthan, the knee-high delivery, and a curveball comes in low at 75 miles per hour, 2-1. Two outs. Porthan delivers the 2-1, swinging a driven ball into the left field side. This one stays fair. Rounding first, heading to second is Vincent. The throw from Olive is not in time, and that's the second hit of the game for the Woodchucks. They do not stop yet. So two down for the Rafters. That puts Samuel on second. And now this brings up the catcher, Matt McGann, the right-hander. Who's batting a 333. He has five hits and an RBI with a run. So Samuel stands at second. Did not see him in the lineup yesterday. First pitch on the way. Swinging a ball. Driven, that goes past Basir at third. Heading into left field, and Olive rounding third. Heading for home. The play at the plate. Samuel slides safe. Getting the second is McGann. And the Woodchucks having a rally here in the second inning. They're up 2-0. They've out-hit the Rafters 3-0. So it started with a Jurgela home run. Samuel followed it up with a double. And then an RBI single, an RBI double from McGann here in top second. Back-to-back doubles for the Woodchucks. And now we can see how good of a hitting team they are as Ryan Burr out of Southern Illinois and the first baseman will step in. So McGann stands at second. Woodchucks, two runs on three hits. Upstairs for a ball. Not an ideal start here. Rafters retire the side in the top of the first. They went three up and three down. Since then, the Woodchucks have found some rhythm here in the second. The 1-0. Foul tipped out on the backside. 1-1. But how about that? Jurgela home run. A strikeout swinging from Del Sol. And a double from Samuel. And an RBI double from McGann. Put the Woodchucks up 2-0. Can the Rafters stop the fire from Wausau? Swinging a ball popped up on the right side into the glove of Rogers. And that will be the third out. But not before the Woodchucks get two runs and three hits as we head the bottom of the second. Rafters down early.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 43. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, 47. Warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Now for the Raptors. Start.
To the bottom of the second, we go as the Woodchucks up 2-0. It's a Brady Jurgela home run to deep right center field as Samuel followed it up with a double, and then the catcher, Matt McGann, an RBI double that sent Samuel home. So the Woodchucks up 2-0. They've had three hits. So Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, will step in as he sees a ball down on the dirt, 1-0. Broussard has not been able to record a hit yet on four at-bats. He's had three total catches, one putout, and two assists at shortstop. Hasn't seen his first hit as he swings and drives one. This goes to center field. Running back towards the warning track is Dalton Pearson, who reaches out and makes the catch for the first out. So good contact there from Garrett Broussard. Not able to see that one go back 366 feet. So now this brings up Shane Taylor, who was a difference maker yesterday with a three-run shot in the bottom of the first. So the Utah Tech product and the Las Vegas native batting a .344. 11 hits and 6 RBIs. The left-hander has had a lot of success here in his first summer with the Raptors as he pops one up onto the right field side into the glove of Michael Adair, two down for the Woodchucks. So now batting Matt Olive with four hits and 24 at-bats. He has five runs and a batting average of .167. He had a home run versus the Mallards. So he's looking to get things going, get the first hit for the Raptors as Nabholz throws one up in the dirt, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Nabholz comes set, and now this is a strike, 1-1, inside edge. So each team here in the bottom of the second, there's a ball and a strike. 1-1 as Olive grounds one into the shortstop. Del Sol throws it across his body over to first and gets the third out. Matt Del Sol, how about that athletic play from the shortstop? So the Woodchucks go three up and three down as we head to the top of the third. Woodchucks 2, Raptors 0.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petucation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the third inning. As reminding you, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companion, big city quality, small town values. And the small town in central Wisconsin is currently down 2-0 as we turn to the top of the order. Dalton Pearson who flew out in his first plate appearance as he drives one into the third base. Jack Basir, the throw across the diamond, is in time to Danny Sheeler for one down. So the infield starting to find some rhythm here for the Rafters, as this brings up Michael Adair, who flew out in his last plate appearance, batting a 185 and a guy with 7 RBIs and 6 runs as Porthan throws right down the plate, 0-1. Rafters have given up 3 hits, not been able to record one of their own, as Adair pops one up on the left side. Running under it is Jack Basir. Right before that was going to be deemed out of play, Basir able to reach out and make the grab. 2 down here for the Rafters. Now Jesse Donahoe, who's batting a 440, was red hot, batting a 524 coming into yesterday, has since dropped down his number to 440. The Rafters have not allowed him to get a hit, as this is a guy who has come in red hot, 11 hits, 9 RBIs, 2 home runs, and 6 runs. So Porthan up in the down in the count, 1-0, as the knee-high pitch, the 1-0 up and away, 2 balls and no strikes. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. Porthan shakes it off, sets, delivers a 2-0. Inside this time, Donahoe had to back out for 3 straight balls. So the left-hander out of Columbus, Georgia, and the Georgia State products, the 3-0 for ball number 4, down and away. So Donahoe, the second baseman, will take first. So now Michael McGinnis, who struck out looking in his last plate appearance, will step in. 2 down for the Rafters here, looking to not allow the Woodchucks to add to their total. They've taken an early 2-0 lead. As first pitch from Porthan, curveball comes in outside edge for the first ball, 1-0. Donahoe stands at first as Porthan delivers the 1-0, popped up out on the back side, 1-1. 1 ball and 1 strike. And with 2 outs, Donahoe, a big leadoff at first. Porthan glances over at first, comes set, and now picks off attempt at first. Throw to Sheeler, and sliding safe was Donahoe. Donahoe once again, and now a big leadoff. 2 outs. Porthan sets, delivers the 1-1. Curveball at the ankle high for the second ball. So Michael McGinnis DHing today for the Woodchucks. They're looking to get back to winning ways. They've lost 2 straight to 2-1. Outside of the zone for 3 balls and a strike. Well, the Rafters had 2 outs before Vincent Samuel was able to get a double, and then following it up was Matt McGann with an RBI double as well for ball number 4 for Porthan. And now 2 runners on here for the Woodchucks. They're threatening again, as Brett Porthan getting a visit from the mound for Alex Duffy, the catcher. And Porthan looks a little shaken up as a trainer is coming out. His arm doesn't look to be okay. So back-to-back walks for Porthan. Perhaps his day is coming to an end. Umpires gathering in the infield. Brian Dyer, along with 2 of the trainers, is out there on the mound with Alex Duffy. So we hope nothing severe has happened to Porthan. Perhaps he strained a muscle or pulled something because he looks a bit sore down there. He looks sore on his right arm, but, well, the Raptors, they have given up 3 hits and 2 runs, and Brady Jagiela a solo shot in the top of the second, and then following it up was Samuel with a double, and then McGann, an RBI double that put Samuel home. So Raptors down here early. Kirk Schreider usually likes to have his starting pitcher go 3 innings, but making it 2 2/3 inning is Porthan. His day looks to be done as he is walking back towards the dugout. And a new pitcher for the Raptors is coming in as this looks to be Hayden Cody. Hayden Cody, the Cal State Northridge product, who out of Mission Viejo, California. Cody's a rising redshirt sophomore. Cal State Northridge product. He pitched 1 game in his freshman season back in 2021, but he suffered a season-ending injury and made him miss all of 2022 as well. He finally saw action this year with 19 appearances and a 4-0 record. He had 25 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 26 hits, 22 runs, but acquiring 24 strikeouts for a 4.56 ERA. So a guy that has a very athletic family. His father and grandfather were professional speedway motorcycle riders. His mother also played college softball at Long Beach State and Colorado State in Fort Collins. So his sister plays softball at St. John's. So quite the athletic family Hayden Cody is a part of. And in high school at Mission Viejo High, he registered a 2.00 ERA, 46 strikeouts, and 49 innings of work as a junior. He earned second-team All-League honors and his team Cy Young Awards in 2019. So this is Hayden Cody's first action of the season. As we are excited to see another California product take the mound. The Porthan's day is done. We hope everything is okay with Brett because he looks to be walking off, and trainer's visiting him now in the dugout. So the right-hander, Hayden Cody, warming up. And 2 runners on for the Woodchucks. McGinnis is on first. Donahoe is on second. So Cody came in to Wisconsin Rapids a couple days ago, and now seeing his first action. And he is excited nonetheless. Wearing the number 9 jersey as a Rafter. So can the Rafters get 3 outs here and start to get the bats going? They have no hits so far, as the Woodchucks have 3 of them. Each team has not committed an error yet, as Cody's day was going to start probably in the top of the fourth inning, but Porthan's day has ended early, so he'll be called upon, you know, with 2 down on the top of the third. You've seen Kirk Schreider go with a lot of pitchers, with the starter getting 3 innings, the backup after that getting another 3 innings, and then he likes to get guys reps in, usually getting an inning each towards the end of the game. But Cody is called upon as he's warming up, throwing some curveballs, fastballs, and now will come set. So Brady Jagiela, who just drove one out to right field back behind the wall on his last plate appearance for a home run, will step in. As soon as that ball left the bat, everybody here at the ballpark knew that was gone. That had a lot of velocity on it. So, big lead off that second for Donahoe. Cody, first pitch outside edge for a ball, 1-0. So, Jagiela plays for the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the Big Ten. And a guy with now three RBIs and getting his first home run for the Woodchucks. So the left fielder, the 1-0 inside edge for Cody, 2-0. Rafters have done well to get two outs, but they have really struggled getting that third out, something where they didn't have that many problems yesterday. So the 2-0 from Cody, swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman, and Conniff, the throw to second, right to Broussard, is on the money for the third out. So the Rafters not allow any runs. They don't allow a hit as we head to the bottom of the third. Woodchucks 2, Rafters 0.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Thomas Rose Hotel, also offering four-legged companions, big city quality, all town. Now batting the catcher.
We return for the bottom of the third here on WFHR, Alex Duffy, who's had two hits on nine at-bats, batting a .222. He's had a run and two strikeouts, but he's been slotted in at catcher with 20 putouts as a catcher. As downstairs in the dirt, he sees a 1-0. Nabe Holtz will remain on the mound for the Woodchucks. So the Elon product out of Bernardsville, New Jersey. The 1-0 digs in, sees a strike across the plate, 1-1. In 2022, he started in 12 of 24 games for Elon, batting a .175. A 1-1, swing and a miss, it's inside edge, 1-2. He played at Immaculata High, was a first-team all-county, the 1-2. Foul tipped out on the right side towards the Woodchuck dugout. Luckily, everybody's okay. So Nabe Holtz will come set. The left-hander, Alex Duffy, down on the count, the 1-2. Duffy grounds one on the right side in foul territory. Stays here at 1-2. The Rafters start to get some hits. They've really been halted, not allowed a hit yet. Woodchucks have three of them. The 1-2 outside for a ball, 2-2. Nabe Holtz looking to keep the Rafters scoreless as ball inside for the third ball. So full count here. Duffy sets back in. The full count. Foul tipped out on the backside for to remain here at 3-2. Duffy, Rogers, and Johnson are due up here. So a full count. The payoff from Naples. Swinging a jam shot into left field. That ball drops and stays fair on the third base line. Duffy rounding first, retreating back to the bag now as he thought about going second. So an opportunity here for the Raptors to get things going as they record their first hit. So now this brings up Brandon Rogers, a crowd favorite, batting in the nine hole for the second time this season. He has 32 at-bats with 9 runs and 7 hits, batting a .219. But his numbers have dropped significantly, but he's found ways to get on base. As Rogers swing and a miss. He went after it late. Right down the plate, a curveball came in at 76. So Duffy getting things started for the Raptors. A pickoff attempt from Naples over to first to Burr. Wasn't on time, so Duffy will lead off at first. Rogers, the Iowa Western product, VO1. Inside, Rogers backs up, sees a ball in the dirt, 1-1. Went to Mount Carmel High School, and a Chicago native. Naples. And once again, checks over at first, and sliding safe was Duffy, who's already had a lot of dirt on that white jersey. A 1-1 again, Naples pickoff attempt again, as Duffy sliding safe. Boy, he's really pushing him back towards that bag. So a 1-1 here. Set the delivery. Rogers drives one into center field, running back towards it and making the grab is Dalton Pearson. One down here for the Woodchucks in the bottom of the first. Great contact from Rogers. Wasn't able to find some green space. So this brings up Ty Johnson, who popped out in his last plate appearance. Return to the top of the order. Johnson, the left-hander. So one down here for the Woodchucks. Duffy stands off at first. Incoming set. Swinging a ground ball on the first baseline. That just goes foul before Burr can field it at first. Alex Duffy was able to get on base as he flew a ball into the third baseline. Stayed fair. No balls, a strike. One out. The knee-high pitch comes down low. For a ball, 1-1. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. It's Ty Johnson. His numbers have also dropped as well, but he's at 12 hits. He's had the most at-bats, 41. The 1-1, swinging a ground ball into Burr. That goes into his chest. He steps on the bag at first. The throw to second to Del Sol. So getting to second is Duffy. Getting out at first is Johnson. And the Raptors have a runner in scoring position. Two down, though, for the Woodchucks. So Chris Conniff, second in the order. And the fourth up to bat here in the bottom of the third, who was walked in his last at-bat. Duffy stands off at second. Glancing at the bag is Naples as he delivers first pitch outside edge for a ball. A ball and no strikes. As once again, the throw over to Del Sol. Boy, he had to reach out to his left and make that catch to get to second in time. Duffy slides safe, but if that went anywhere behind him, Duffy was surely going to take third, possibly to get home. So a ball and no strikes, the 1-0. up on the right edge, painting the outside of the zone 1-1.